welcome to another episode of the Trade Paperbacks, where we talk about a different comic book that I randomly pick. Oh my gosh. I didn't know which one I grabbed.
This one was the 150th anniversary double-sized Green Lantern. So,
wow. We were talking about Green Lantern. We're talking when and what kind of date are we looking at?
86, 84.
Okay. Well, this really is random.
Like this is this is what I remember when I would see comic books back in the day, because like almost all the comics like were from the 80s that I actually saw a kid.
Yeah, this one is
glossy pages was not a thing. No, so these are pulp pages.
Newspaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we went from Guardians of the Galaxy last episode to the Guardians of the Universe with the Green Lantern Corps. So this is kind of a big deal. This is a good comparison. I don't even think the Corps shows up, do they?
Yes, they do.
They do eventually? Yeah. Because I just see Hal.
It's a lot of Hal. Hal is kidnapped and they're trying to take his ring, but like use his dissatisfaction with the world so that he will agree to join them because they're having trouble taking his ring. So it's either kill him somehow and they're not sure how to do that, or get him to join them. And then
we're talking about the anti-Green Lanterns.
Yeah. Anti-Lantern.
So creative. Yeah. I miss
they call themselves the anti-GLs and stuff like that.
I know a lot of people don't like modern comics, right? Like there's, a huge portion of traditional comic book readers that have really turned against the medium.
Yeah.
Because, there are some things that you're like, oh, that's just not necessary.
Yeah.
But then there's...
Well, I think it's worn out and it's supposedly a husk that's being worn by these new people who don't know how to do the other old things and they don't respect the old things.
Yeah. People that don't respect the old things, then people just kind of turned on the comic book industry in a lot of different ways just because the new content is not as good as the old content.
Yeah.
Right? It's as good as, back in my day, the Green Lanterns used to have the anti-Green Lantern. And it's like, okay,
Well, there's the hindsight bias of like, the music that we think of as 70s music is the stuff that has survived long enough to keep being played this long. Mm-hmm. And so there is a hindsight bias. Things were great back then. It's like, there's a lot of trash. If you were looking for it, like, honestly, go find a Billboard top 10s and listen to all the top 10s of every week from 1973. And I guarantee you're going to find a lot of stuff that's like, I cannot believe people like this. Mm. It's so awful. But, same sort of thing. Fortunately, that doesn't stop people from enjoying it. So
that's right. But I would argue that Green Lantern has there were times in the 2000s that Green Lantern was just so epic. Like
really?
The Red Lanterns. And
okay.
Oh my gosh. There were so many story arcs that were so good. And looking back at this with kind of a, I'm not going to say a lame villain or anything, but it just kind of, you kind of laugh at it.
I'm part of the anti-good crowd.
You kind of laugh at it. it's fun. Yeah, this is back when the big pals and the big blams and the big booms were all over. So, it does have that, but is it nostalgia or is it just kind of like...
There's some nostalgia built into there.
Yeah.
And I could see that like, the print quality, like there's enough of the colors and stuff like that. A lot of this would have stood out early on. Mm-hmm. This comic book is like as old as we are.
Yeah.
So like this thing has aged, So.
So writer Marv Wolfman, then you had, which is a big deal. But as far as the artwork though, besides the writing, I really like the artwork. I don't know why.
Well, maybe we should do a race.
This is a good Hal Jordan. Like, it really is. All right, yeah, let's do our rating. I'll go first.
Okay.
So, the dialogue and script, there's a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that.
Yep.
However, it is... There's a time when you'd punch somebody in the face, and then you'd have a line.
Yeah, yeah.
Afterward, right? And this definitely has that.
Yeah.
Right? And it definitely has, a villain who, like, almost Bond level kind of dialogue.
Yeah. Now. Yeah.
So
now that I have you, let me explain all of the things and all the factors.
This is why.
And by the way, I'm going to give you my email password while I'm at it, too. You know,
so
because you're surely not going to get free of these bonds. Bond.
A little silly, but yeah, I didn't hate it. So I'm gonna go. I'm in a 5-6 area. Where are you at?
Okay, I mean, I think for dialogue and script. So here's the thing. There's like kind of two parts to this. There's actually three parts.
Yeah.
This is a three part.
It's a big episode.
It's a big issue. So like for the first part, it's very hokey. It shows its age, sometimes not in a good way. The Hal Jordan is not bad. It's just a lot of the other characters. Very Jeepers. That's one of the things I wrote in my notes. Very Jeepers in its way.
Oh, that's a quote.
It's like, very Jeepers in this way. I took notes on this one as well. So it's kind of hard to tell what's going on, but also it did not help that I know next to nothing about Green Lantern at all. I don't even know what their abilities are until I was reading this. And I was like, I guess they have these rings that allow them to manifest things or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Which that's a lot of latitude as a storyteller. and I imagine like
there's it's a almost lot of creativity like an here. Easy way out.
Yeah, kind of. But like, so I was kind of initially like in terms of dialogue and script, I was kind of like down in the three territory.
Okay.
But towards the end of this comic, like he's going back to Earth and there's all this like political intrigue on Earth. And I was like suddenly drawn into it. And I was like, really, like there's this senator who's trying to destroy his arch rival who owns this.
And this is aircraft.
Industry.
There's a point where it goes, meanwhile.
Or corporation. Yeah, it's meanwhile.
Meanwhile,
back on planet Earth. And like, you got the whole universe and then this one little speck of dust.
Yeah.
The pale blue dot, so to speak. So anyway, I got to the point where I was like boosting it up in my mind. But I would still say like, it's like a five in terms of dialogue and script.
Okay. So that was out of five. So that's fine.
It improves the plot and story score better than the dialogue and script, because a lot of the dialogue is still, you know, a little too much. But anyway, next.
Yeah,
cover and art.
The cover is something.
it's very 80s.
It's very yellow.
Yep.
And it shows Hal Jordan coming at the reader, followed by tons of anti-Green Lanterns.
Yeah. AGLs.
Who all look the same, mm-hmm. which is part of their race, I'm assuming, is a
they're kind of offensive.
Their alien race is a little, yeah, it's not, it probably wouldn't hold up to the snuff test nowadays. but the artwork for me was good, you know,
on the inside.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. I mean, you know, there's some things, but as far as the human art, especially in the second half, where it's all human art, the shadowing's good,
yeah, like suits and you know.
This is Joe Staton doing the pencil and ink. And, you know, I've always liked the tones from this era in comics. Everything is muted because you have to with the paper.
Yeah.
Or else you bleed through everything. So, I don't know. I like some of the angle choices.
Yeah, but a lot of the stuff on Earth, like, it almost kind of felt like, I know I've said this before about some other comic, but Mary Worth.
Mm.
Like, if you remember Mary Worth from the Sunday comics, like, just very plain but straightforward and genuine feeling depictions of human beings.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Earth stuff felt like. I didn't have much of a context for the Green Lantern, anti-Green Lantern, Green Lantern core stuff. So I didn't know quite what to do with that myself. But like the artwork is actually really good. The cover's rough. But
cover's a little rough, a lot of yellow. But that's, you know, it's not just based on the cover. So I'm going to go 6.
Okay. I think I could go with a 5.
Okay.
Again. Plot and story, Ryan. Where are you at?
Ooh.
The AGLs.
The AGLs. And then the...
It's like,
I don't even know what to call it.
An organization is completely defining itself by its opposition to an organization.
Yeah. It's clever.
Yeah.
Clever. But yeah, the actual, and even the action sequences is just like not.
Yeah, pretty rough. A lot of the action sequences, I had trouble telling what's going on.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to go lowest I have, which is 3.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think I said earlier that I was going to go low on plot and story. I'll probably go with a 2. Just because. You know what? No. I'm going to go with a 3 because... No, wait. I said plot and story was going to be higher.
Yes.
Now I'm thinking about the Earth thing. So I think I could go as high as...
You liked it more than I did, the Earth.
Yeah. I liked the Earth thing a lot. I was like suddenly But I feel like I liked it because this is a longer issue, and a lot of the earlier stuff with the AGL and then the core, it was really kind of a drag for me. I was like, come on, like, what's going on with this? I think I'll go with a 6 though, because overall I was left with a good taste in my mouth with the stuff at the end. I was like, okay, I would be interested in seeing this like intergalactic superhero coming back to Earth to try to button things up, and he's got 24 hours to do it, and all of this is going on. I'm suddenly intrigued about like what is going to happen, you know?
Okay, fair enough.
6.
What'd you give it?
I give it a 6.
That's high.
That is high, yeah.
Especially in comparison to my 3.
I had to stick with my pledge to say, no, it helped the plot and story.
Now, ironically, character development, I'm going to probably go 6.
Oh, okay.
Just because of the Landry,
yeah.
Who wasn't as trained as the others, who was in peril multiple times.
Yeah.
And then eventually saved by everyone.
Okay.
Every Green Lantern ever.
Yeah.
Which is weird to me.
Yeah.
Just because you get a lot of aliens.
Okay? Yeah, yeah.
Lots of aliens.
Yeah. A lot of weirdos.
And as far as Green Lantern goes, there's always aliens. That's right. Hal Jordan was the first human ever
to
be a Green Lantern.
The core. Okay.
So there isn't, well, I guess you could go back, but I'm talking about for this Green Lantern. And it's just, you know, everybody is, there's some weird ones. It's definitely 80s with the
yeah,
definitely. Why is he,
yeah,
of alien species. But yeah, I'm going to go with 6 because I did, her character progressed.
Yep.
And maybe you had.
Yeah, she was almost too childlike at points, but.
Yeah, it's like, why'd they even give you the ring?
Yeah.
And why'd the ring choose you?
Yeah. And then like, and then they use her as an excuse. Like, she's the one they're tracking to keep track of Hal Jordan. But it's like, if you're like this much of a child, like there are certain plot holes in this thing, because information that's being kept from the reader is not being considered in how people are acting in the thing. But if you have just like a little bit of credulity, it just kind of, it, you know, you don't notice that. It won't dwell on you there. I would actually go with a 7 for character development, because there's actually a lot of character development here. And despite the fact that like there's a fair bit of drag, Hal Jordan is quite fascinating, being like, okay, now you're separated from your organization. You're you're disillusioned by this thing that you've been a part of, the first human as part of this thing. But like, you've got some relationships with those people or with those characters, and some of them are still interested in protecting you, but you're actually being presented with like an opportunity to just go traitor now that you've left your organization. But you're like, no, I'm not going to do that, but I still don't like them. But like, so there's actually a lot of interesting things in here. It's just, there's a lot of jeepers hokiness about how a lot of it's presented. So
my glasses, I can't see without my glasses. I fall down and can't get up. All right. So would you recommend it on a scale from 1 to 10? No.
That's where I'm at too. My lowest score of this thing is going to be a 3 on the would I recommend it. No.
I mean, I'll go just because, you know, it's a good introduction to the core. It does have that dramatic moment, right? And brightest day, blackest night, no evil shall escape.
Yeah.
There's some cinematics to it.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
And if you want to, you know, I mean, I'm not saying it's a solid Green Lantern comic, but it is. You get to learn some things, especially for you, right?
Yeah.
You haven't read Green Lantern before, so.
Right.
I'll go 5. I'll be in the middle. Where'd you go low?
I went 3 because I just went a little aggressive. Despite that thing at the end, I don't know. I'm kind of all over the place in my rating on this one. But like, it just, this is the 150th issue of whatever series this is. I don't know if this is OG Green Lantern or what. But I don't even know, like, they're fighting this alternate dimension, but like, are there other reasons why the lanterns exist? Like,
Each lantern has a sector of
okay.
the universe.
But right. The universe. But now we're dealing with like an interdimensional, like, or a,
that's true.
An alternate universe that's threatening this universe. So it's like, I don't know, like all the Lanterns left the universe
there
to go deal with this.
Like, you know, like Hal Jordan's in what, the Milky Way galaxy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like that's how big.
Right.
Your root, what is it called? Your beat.
Your beat is.
That's how big.
We got a galactic beat. Yeah. It's going to take big. Me some time, you know.
Pretty big. I'll be there sometime.
Yeah. Let's get John McClane in on this.
Right. That was a good one. All right, so my total came to 5 out of 10.
Yes, so did mine.
Oh, really?
And we're not actually planning this. I swear, people, we're not doing this.
Oh, there's no planning. Trust me. This is
about it. Like, you and I had some reversals. Like, I had a 6 on one where you had a 3, and I had a 3 where you had a 5. I don't know. We're just kind of all over the place. So.
All right, so Green Lantern is a 5 out of 10.
Yep.
Not as good as Guardians.
Nope.
That's good. I need to do better Marvel stuff, because I'm telling you, we are being rude to Marvel. I don't know why.
There are Marvel fans out there.
Well, there's more Marvel fans than DC fans. It's just I happen to be a DC.
But it's so weird, because I feel like the universality of people liking Batman is so much stronger than anything else. Marvel is like universally loved.
I feel like the top two are both DC.
Batman and Superman.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
but it's like, what's going on? Why is Marvel just playing more popular all over the place?
It's all over the place. It's got the movies.
Because like,
got the merch.
Yeah. Because like the closest you could say would be Iron Man, in my reckoning. My completely amateur, like pre-amateur. I'm not even familiar with these things. But that's the one where I'd be like, okay, you know, you see the most Iron Man appreciation. I thought the most like kids Halloween costumes, Iron Man, that's the one, you know. But I feel like Batman is just plain more appreciated universally. You know, it's like even people, like as an example, people who don't even like Star Trek know of Spock and kind of like Spock to an extent. You don't like Star Trek. I would think you are okay with Spock as a character. Right. Kind of interesting character. And it's the same thing with Batman. So it's like people who don't even know Batman, have never read a Batman comic, are familiar with Batman and like Batman and like the symbology and all that, it's just universal. And you're right about Superman as well. So I don't know. It's a very strange thing that like Marvel is just higher regarded somehow. Maybe it is just the fans. I don't know.
Well, I think the entire MCU, when it was good, was a big deal. You know, it was a big deal to have characters from one movie interact with characters from another movie. It just was like this huge crossover event with the Avengers.
Yeah.
Just kind of changed, you know, people's perspective, I guess.
Yes. To be fair, I mean, they for a while, they were printing like just gobs of money by making those movies.
Mm-hmm.
And that only recently changed. So.
Well, you know, I'm a huge proponent that superhero fatigue is fake. They're just making really bad movies.
Okay. No, I could totally get behind that. Maybe I wasn't bummed by superhero film. Because I will say this, like, of the few like DC films that I watched, most of them actually really enjoyed. At the same time, I was like just bummed out
by like
so many
standalone good movies. Right?
Yeah,
so you watched Joker. You've seen Joker?
Yeah, okay. I saw Joker. Thought it was an amazing film that I will never watch again.
No.
So,
and it's funny because like I'm like my wife didn't watch it with me.
She like. Like thinking she wasn't gonna like it.
She's not interested.
Okay.
But I liked it. I liked the movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, you wanna watch it? And she said no. But the one time she said yes, I was like, I don't know.
No, I totally get that.
But the same thing when we saw, you know, the Batman in the theaters.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I really enjoyed that movie. Probably not gonna.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh. Well, hold on a second.
What was that?
I had a candle going in there, and I suspect that it just
broke.
Yeah. Yeah, it ran out of wax, and it fractured. That's no problem.
No. Well, see, this is a good thing about the lavalier mic.
Yeah, you literally were able to hear me walk into the bathroom.
Yeah, we keep this in the show. Perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Just normal stuff.
So, like, there's other things like that, though, too, because, like, I know a lot of people had a lot of problems with the movie. I was totally okay with Justice League. I thought that was an interesting movie, reasonably. But then the Zack Snyder cut came out, and I heard that there's like a 4-hour version of it. It's like, there is no way I'm watching that.
I watched it for the podcast.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, it's really just they didn't do it right. They didn't set everything up right.
You know what? There's one thing. There's one name we'll have to bring up because of what I was saying earlier of like universal appeal, but superior to Iron Man. And I know a lot of like, if we have listeners, a lot of the listeners have been screaming it while I was talking about that. And that's Wolverine.
Yeah.
But I still don't think it's anywhere near Batman.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Dark Claw needs to happen.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Dark Claw was awesome. I was like, I was actually really bummed when I found out that was just like a throwaway thing that they just like didn't even pursue. I was like, are you serious? Like, this is
It was a short-term agreement.
Yeah, yeah.
But that shows the power of Wolverine, really.
Yeah,
like,
right.
like Amalgam could mix anybody with anybody,
yeah.
Right? It's a combined effort of Marvel and DC
yeah.
to promote their brands. And when you choose who to combine with Batman, they're, you know, I mean, arguably, their number one character. They chose Wolverine.
Yeah.
And
it was awesome.
Greatest combination.
Yeah.
Greatest combination ever. And the X-Men in general, I mean, you know, those are already teen films. So, you know.
Yeah.
I actually liked almost all the X-Men movies.
Right. Yeah.
But Green Lantern, we're not going to talk about that movie at the moment. But
I've never seen it. And you'll probably be like, don't.
Don't see it. But Green Lantern is a character that would make an unbelievable movie. You know?
Yeah.
And it's never been done correctly because DC, I don't know where they put their money, but they don't put it, nobody takes the source material. I don't care what side it's on.
So, I mean, I guess it brings up the question is like, is anybody actually like running control over it?
Yeah.
Or is it just like there's this board of executives or whoever, however it's structured, and they're just like, I don't know. I mean, I guess like we could do a movie about this. Let's just hire somebody to make a movie about that, and then it'll make some money, and that's that. And then they're not looking for any continuity of a long-term storytelling thing. Whereas like Marvel is like, they just almost went too far down that rabbit hole of like, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to do this. And it's just like, they have not focused at all on making any of it good, at least in a while. I did like a lot of the early movies. At least Iron Man. I liked the first Iron Man.
Well, anyway, Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, you know, to put him in the movie and to bring Parallax into the movie was an odd choice. And I've done more than one episode on that movie.
Oh, okay.
Which, rightfully so, because it is mistake after mistake after mistake.
So it's like textbook what not to do.
Yeah. But that's where we're at. That's where we're at with that's why we're not talking about movies. That's why we're talking about comic books, because I have yet to see a movie that's better than I could probably grab. Well, not any of the Grab Bag Month comics, but any of the like graphic novels I own and be like, this is much better
than any film.
Than any of the films.
Yeah.
You know, like when we get to, I'm probably gonna have you record a vows as soon as we get into the next one. Because quite frankly, I can't wait.
Okay.
You know? And we need the ratings, you know.
Yeah.
The 35 people listening, they want to hear.
At this point, we're a good way into the year.
Yeah, they want to hear big stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Bring out the hammers.
And Green Lantern, Hal Jordan is, well, with Rebirth, he came back as the Green Lantern, but he was one of the best villains ever.
Oh.
Because he, we're not going to go there, but
okay. But I'm going to find out, I guess.
No, you're not. No.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to go there.
Just love.
I don't think so. I have.
Well, I know it's like really good, supposedly.
Yeah. No, it's good. There's good stuff. It's just,
okay.
Because they rebooted everything.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean?
They keep doing that, and that's another thing. Just like, I don't know, man. Just like rebooting things time after time after time. This is why I haven't seen any of the more recent Spider-Man films. It's just because, I mean, I just don't want to see another of the same thing, but with a new twist on it. It's like, come on, like, leave it alone.
Right.
You know, just like, I want to see something new. And I think that was part of it with the Marvel things. Like, with the Marvel movies specifically, It was movie after movie after movie, literally the same formula. Mm-hmm. That's why I stopped watching the Transformers movie after the second one, because if you go through the Transformers movie, Transformer 1, Transformer 2, you can write all the plot points down from Transformers 1, and you can just line those up with Transformers 2 when you're watching. Just cross them off the list, all in the same order. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, no, I'm not doing this. I need something fresh. I need something new. Maybe I'm getting old. I like the cake more than the icing. What?
So. Oh, I scrape the icing off. So
yeah, people are always weird about things like that. So,
all right. So, I mean, for a character that's been around since 1940, I think that Green Lantern is a very important in DC Comics. I don't think he's been utilized at all appropriately mm-hmm. in the films.
Yeah,
we'll see if that changes. You know, later.
Yeah, because he's not in any of the films except for Green Lantern, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, but see, the animated films are. Oh, my God.
Oh, the animated films. I totally forgot those were a thing. I used to, like, see the covers of those.
I need to, maybe you should do New Frontier, too.
There's if you want to do those, we could just, like, regulate how many I'm having to get through on a weekly basis.
Oh, like the movies?
Yeah. Like, that's fine, too. Oh. Like, if you wanted to throw in one or two of those here and there, that would be fine as well.
Okay.
We can figure that out.
All right, good to know.
So.
But yeah, Hal Jordan is the second.
Okay.
And he was the Silver Age Green Lantern. And I don't know, he's still, I don't have a favorite Green Lantern. Like,
so it's actually a different guy from different eras?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's an intriguing way of doing it, because that's not a reboot then.
Right. I mean, a ring is an easy thing to pass on.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
So you had Alan Scott, who was the first.
Like, real heritage.
Yeah, yeah, except the... Usually they're strangers to one another.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
that's okay. You know, they're still having fun doing the things. And they're still, they maintain keeping a human for this sector throughout.
Okay.
Because of Hal Jordan. But also Hal Jordan, there were some issues there.
Oh.
We'll see. We'll see where we go. I don't know where this show's going. You know?
I don't.
You don't.
No, I have no idea.
All right, so officially...
You got me with bullet points. I'm like, all right,
that sounds good. The score is a 5 out of 10, right?
Okay. Yeah, 5 out of 10. Yeah.
That's weird. We got to the same numbers both episodes.
So yeah.
Pretty much.
That may not continue. It's hard to say.
Oh, no, I doubt it. I doubt it. All right. Next one's going to be a good one. We'll see.
Can't wait.